Police are still searching for the two people involved in an altercation where a shot was fired outside Wellington Hospital last night. A person was also threatened with a machete before a gun was fired in the emergency department car park around 6 o'clock. The hospital then went into a partial lockdown. Police are calling for witnesses to come forward and say there is not an immediate threat to the wider public. Detective Senior Sergeant Tim Leach is with me now. Kia ora, what exactly do we know about what happened outside the hospital last night?
Good afternoon, Charlotte. Yeah, well, what's happened is we've got two people that are probably known to each other. They've had an altercation initially outside a motel on Riverford Street at about 5:07. That's the time when the driver of a Ford Ranger has threatened the other person with a machete. That incident has then ended, and a short time later, 5:15, the Ranger has then been parked outside the main entrance to the hospital. Meanwhile, the other person involved in the earlier incident has obtained a firearm and has driven their Mitsubishi Colt vehicle up the wrong way, the exit way from the main hospital entrance. And there, right outside the entrance, they've got out of their vehicle with a firearm. There's been a further altercation, and then one shot's been discharged towards the Ford Ranger before the gunman and his associate have left in this Mitsubishi Colt. So a really concerning and troubling and very public incident that we're really very worried about, and pleased that there's been no injury to anyone, and in particular members of the public, that, you know, it was a busy time and it happened right at the end of the hospital.
You've got two people immediately involved, not including their associates. But so is this gang-related?
Well, it's too early to say. What I can say is we've made some significant progress today, and I can confirm that we've arrested the driver of the Ford Ranger this morning, and he's now in custody, and he will appear in the Wellington District Court tomorrow, charged with being in possession of an offensive weapon. We've also recovered his vehicle. Our focus is now on locating the silver 2005 Mitsubishi Colt that the gunman left in. We are following strong lines of inquiry, and I am confident that we will locate those men and hold them to account.
So you've identified and arrested the person that had the machete, but you are still looking for the gunman?
Correct, yes. So that vehicle was last seen leaving the car park just after 5:16 last evening, and we're really interested in anyone that may have seen that vehicle. And also, you know, there was a number of people outside the hospital when the shot was discharged, and also earlier outside the motel. So anyone that saw either of these two incidents, I'm really urging them to make contact with us, because they will have valuable information.
And you can't confirm whether there is any gang association or affiliation here?
It is too early to comment on gang affiliations and whether it's gang linked, and we'll have more to say once we confirm who the other who the gunman was. But right now, it's too early to speculate about that.
Police say that there is no risk to public safety, but I'm concerned. There is someone with a firearm who has discharged it in the last 24 hours wandering around. Is that not a threat to public safety?
What we're saying is that at this point we've got no information that there's going to be any kind of escalation. We think the two people are known to each other, and so we don't think it's a random incident.
Tēnā koe, thank you for the update. That is Detective Senior Sergeant Tim Leach, talking about the incident outside Wellington Hospital last night.